Welcome to day 12, the 13 days of Yule vision working, 12, Scorpio, and the guardian between spirit and matter. Scorpio's key words are sex and death, as both are foundation stones in the mysteries, for both help swing open the gates between matter and spirit, allowing greater connection, communion, and passage. The spirit of Scorpio worked within the temple of witchcraft as the guardian who watches over that gate, who guards its passage and guides those who are ready to pass through. Scorpio associations, ruled by Pluto in the modern system of astrology and Mars in the older systems, include dark stones such as obsidian and jet, but my own personal favorite is diamond for the transformation of black coal, carbon, to clear crystal, best exemplifies the nature of transformative Scorpio. Opoponax is one of the best incenses, though black copal, dragon's blood, and wormwood are also great scents to work with Scorpio. Traditional colors include scarlet red, black, and the blue-green of the ceremonial color scales, for it still is a fixed water sign. The Hebrew letter associated with Scorpio and its major arcana card death is nun, meaning fish. Use these associations to prepare yourself to meet the guardian. Since this working will be a microcosm of the forces for the month when the sun is in Scorpio, you might want to pull a tarot card, rune, om, or any other divination omen before or after this working to give yourself further insight. Let's start by entering into a meditative state, preparing ourselves and our space. As we did in the last exercise, these last three are focused more on creating sacred space and less about deep relaxation and countdown. Use any tension, like the tension of a bow, to project yourself to deeper levels of consciousness. You start by breathing in and breathing out, being aware of our body, relaxing all the muscles from the top of our head, the familiar waves of relaxation down through the tips of our toes. From the top of our head, down through our spine, down through our shoulders and arms, through our torso, our chest and our back and our belly, down through our hips, our thighs, our knees, our calves and shins, our ankles and feet, down through our toes. So we breathe in and breathe out. We relax our mind, allow it to come to a peaceful stillness. The beating of our heart, perfect love, perfect trust, perfect love, perfect trust, perfect love, perfect trust. And in that beating we find the ever-growing child of light, the light of our souls guided by the child that shines out through the heart like a torch. With this relaxation of body, mind, heart, and souls, we prepare our sacred space. We're aware of the sacred directions before us, and to our right, behind us, and to our left, above us, below us, and between. And we create a sphere of magical space from our heart. We envision a circle moving horizontally around us, larger than our aura, and a second one vertical around us, around our edge, and a third vertically through us. These three rings creating a sphere of light anchored in our heart, a sacred space here and now that travels with us. And in that sacred sphere, that sacred space, on this 12th day of the working, we call upon the guardian deity, the keeper of the gates between spirit and flesh, the master of sex and death. We call upon the guardian. Travel from this place here and now to the familiar royal road of the stars. Passing through the hall of judgment, we come to the door of dread, the threshold of initiation. there waiting for you, scourge in one hand, rose in the other, is the guardian spirit. The guardian's gift is to teach us to sense, conjure, converse, and command the spirits as witches in the days past have done so, but also now to build new bridges, new ways of relating to the spirit world, appropriate for this day and age. As the guardian of death, our goal is to be able to celebrate life with him. Commune with the guardian. Guardian says, I am the guardian of the gates of flesh and spirit. I am the power of incarnation and excarnation. I am the blessings of sex and death, for all births to the world of humanity is like a death to the world of spirit, and all deaths in the world of humanity are like births to the world of spirit. We stand upon the shoulders of our ancestors. They are still with us. They will always be with us. Do you understand? Bring yourself, and thereby the child of light, to the guardian. Does the guardian show you the rose or greet you with the scourge whip? Receive the wisdom of the guardian God. Receive the wisdom of the guardian God. Receive. You may pass. And we thank the guardian. Blessed be. Passing through the gate, through the threshold, through the dread door, it is now time to return, to rest, to regenerate. Return, return, return. From the threshold of initiation, from the royal road of the stars, come back to flesh and blood, descending down through space and time in the sphere of magical art. Come back to flesh and blood, breath and bone, now. Thank you. Feel the sphere of magic around you. Extend outward infinitely in all directions as you become aware of the sacred spaces again here and now, the space before you, and to your left, behind you, to your right, above, below, and between. When you're ready, open your eyes, ground yourself as needed, give yourself clearance and balance. I release all that does not serve. I am in balance with myself. I am in balance with the universe. Blessed be.